evening. My name is Tony Colin from Opinion Research. And now we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, and your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. And just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
I'm over 65.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, and first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances, okay? If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Know that when we mention marijuana, okay, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana, okay, prescribed by a doctor. Okay, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Tried it once or twice a year, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Okay. All right, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis, any form of marijuana, pot, or weed, okay, or concentrate, any form or hash oil? Would you say never, tried it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I have no idea.
Okay, just your best guess would be fine, ma'am. Just, you know, your opinion on what you think.
I don't have any friends that do smoke marijuana.
Okay, all right.
I have no idea.
Okay, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say never? Maybe try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Oh, golly, I have no idea. I don't have friends that do that, so I...
But this is like, how often do you think most teens, you know, in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Well, I have a feeling that
maybe
the
daily.
Ones that do would be about three times a day.
Once, twice, okay. Twice, maybe once a week or daily. Or maybe try it once or twice.
Once or twice.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one, okay? If you don't agree or disagree, just let me know. For each of the statements, I will also ask, you know, for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. It'll be fine, okay? Okay, the first one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Would you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree, or maybe neutral on that?
The last one.
I strongly disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. I strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree with that.
What was the question again?
Okay, it's in a statement, ma'am. The statement says my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Well, in our town, they have people that take care of that.
In your opinion, would you strongly agree with that statement? Agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I believe that those who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Would you say strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would say agree.
Okay. All right, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Would you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, none of my children have been on marijuana.
So. Okay, but do you think most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do? Do you agree or disagree?
I have no idea on that.
Okay, parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Do what with marijuana?
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Parents? Well, I have a feeling that some of them did in their early days. But I have no idea if they are still on.
Yeah, but you think parents should not let teens use marijuana? Agree or disagree?
Probably agree.
Okay, what about I believe that those who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Nobody under 21?
Yes.
You said?
Yes, youth under the age of 21.
I would say that would be better.
So be...
That would be agree.
Okay, agree. Okay, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Would you repeat that?
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Well, when the kids sit down at the table with the parents and they all have a drink.
Yes, well, okay, so would you say maybe a neutral on that one, or disagree, or strongly disagree, or maybe agree?
Well, I'm not a drinker, and my family isn't. My boys do once in a while.
But do you think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol?
I really don't know.
Okay. All right, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I haven't kept up with that. It's not part of my daily habits.
Okay, I have agree or disagree, or maybe neutral. Maybe you can use neutral if you don't have an opinion on it.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Okay, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Well,
agree or disagree?
Parents do use alcohol, and that's how the kids start.
But do you think adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol? Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
That's their position, that if they keep it under control, I would say let them.
So be maybe disagree with that statement or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Okay. All right. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Okay. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I really don't know.
Okay. Maybe disagree or agree, or maybe neutral on that one, since you don't, you say you don't have an opinion.
Well, my thoughts on alcohol are different than other people.
Okay.
I just don't do it.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. What do you think about that? Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, it would be advisable not to.
Okay, so be disagree or agree? That most adults in my community think parents should not let, you know, teens use marijuana.
Okay, I agree.
Okay. All right, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree with most adults in my community?
Well, I don't smoke and or take marijuana, so you take it to it.
Well, this is about vaping and or using e-cigarettes. It's never a good thing for teens to do.
Well,
do you agree or disagree?
Things can happen that you don't anticipate. So you have to watch out for yourself.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and most of those in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Well, there's several that do smoke, and that is their position that they should.
All right.
Okay, most
adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Agree or disagree? Or maybe neutral?
Well, I don't smoke, so I have to disagree.
Disagree. So disagree, okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you think you agree with that or disagree?
Well, I don't have friends that do that. I'm in the upper age group.
But do you think using marijuana is a never good thing for teens to do?
For someone who's never taken marijuana or been around people that do take marijuana, I have no idea.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and parents should not let teens vape or use cigarettes. What do you think about that? Strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
What was the question now?
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Well, I agree that they should not use it at least till they're 20.
Okay. All right, most of those in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than, you know, their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Parents should control that.
So you agree or disagree?
I agree that parents should control that.
Okay. All right, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good for teens to do. A good thing for teens to do.
It's not a good thing in big groups that are
okay.
Young.
So I strongly agree or just agree?
Agree.
Okay, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
How many more questions do you have?
We're almost done, ma'am. I only have a few more statements, and that should be pretty much it, okay, or the service. The service, most of these statements, okay?
I can say is that I don't smoke. I have two sons that smoke, but they don't do it very often.
Yes, ma'am, but this is for, you know, all the children in the all the teens in the community. Will you think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes? Would you agree or disagree with that?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
Well, if they can control it, I would say that they could have a drink.
Okay. All right,
but if
parents,
they can't control it, that's the other way.
Okay, so be maybe neutral on that one?
Pardon?
Would that be a neutral answer on that one?
Neutral.
Okay. Okay, parents should not let teens use alcohol. What do you think about that?
Parents should not use alcohol?
No, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
It's their choice.
Disagree or strongly disagree?
Well, if it's in controlled, then it's
so be
okay.
So be maybe a neutral on that one? Neutral?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I don't know on that.
Okay, don't know. Okay, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
That one I don't know about.
Okay, and the last one says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now, like I said, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a few more questions, and, you know, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are, you know, all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Maybe try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
At my age, it's never.
Never. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor? Would you say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
I've never tried it.
Oh, never. Okay. All right. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Repeat that one.
How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Never. Okay. All right, ma'am, and just a few questions for you. You know, so far this school year, how many times have you seen her messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never? A few times a school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day,
never.
Or almost never, okay? All right. All right, and how would you describe yourself? Would you say you're white, Hispanic, or Latino, black, or African-American, Asian, you know, South Asian, Asian-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
Asian.
Asian, okay. Or would that be okay, got you. Asian. All right. As a token of our appreciation, the PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey, you know, that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate, to on your behalf. JCC, School Social and Emotional Learning Committee, BIO, Girls of Jackson Lakefield, pronounced bio like, you know, the abbreviation for biology, or Jackson County Food for Kids.
What is the question?
This is, as a token of our appreciation, the PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive. You know, up to total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf for doing the survey.
I don't know how to answer that one.
Well, this one, you know, these are organizations JCC, School Social Media and Emotional Learning Committee. That's one. Bio Girls of Jackson and Lakefield, and Jackson County Food for Kids. That's the other organization that we're gonna donate $10.
Well, I don't have money for donating.
No. We're gonna do it for doing the survey. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know how to answer that.
Okay, can you pick just one of those places that we can donate, you know, $10? Or do you want me to pick it for you?
Well, I'm not a drinker.
No, ma'am, but this is, we're going to donate as a token of our appreciation for doing the survey, okay? The PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each survey that we receive, okay?
Okay.
So it can be done to Jackson County Food for Kids, or it can be done by...
That would be best.
Okay, that one. Food for Kids. All right, ma'am, well... Thank you very much for your time, okay? And you have a great evening. Appreciate your help for the survey.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.